Chapter 6, Humility in Service. Devotee, does Lord Balaram expand himself into the form of the Dham? Is Vaikuntha Dham an expansion of Lord Balaram? Srila Guru Maharaj, it is Lord Balaram's representation in the form of Sankarshan. Lord Balaram himself is in Golok, and his Vaibhav, extended or delegated self, is in Vaikuntha. Devotee, and he himself expands into Golok Dham? Srila Guru Maharaj, yes, Golok Vrindavan is all his expansion, but there he is always active through his expansion as the underground Santini, unifying potency, whereas his Madhura Rasa is passive. In Golok, Radharani's Vaibhav is having full play, and Balaram's potency is there passively as Yogamaya. Balaram and Yogamaya are of a similar function. Both of them combined are conducting the arrangements of the stage for Krishna's pastimes. Devotee, Maharaj, what is the position of Subhadra? Srila Guru Maharaj, her position is not in Vrindavan, but in Dwaraka. The Subhadra in Jagannath Dham is Arjun Patni, the wife of Arjun and sister of Krishna. She is within Dwaraka Leela and has nothing to do with Vrindavan. Besides this, there is another Subhadra who is one among the many Shakis of Radharani in Vrindavan. She is called Bhadra or Subhadra. Devotee, is it Dwaraka Subhadra who is also sometimes referred to as Yogamaya? Srila Guru Maharaj, no. At the time when I was composing Sri Sri Prapanna Jivanamritam, I was faced with the position of having to think very deeply on this point. What is the relation between Baladev and Yogamaya? Then, although I did not find it anywhere in the scriptures, I discovered within myself that Baladev must be the master of Yogamaya. That is, after analyzing the spiritual environment of their pastimes, I came to the conclusion that they must have some connection. They are both making arrangements for Krishna Leela, so their relationship must be very intimate. Yogamaya must be in the position of the wife of Balaram. This conclusion came to me, and then later on I found that Jiva Goswami had also expressed such opinion that Yogamaya and Baladev are very close and similar, and also Vrindadevi's nature and conduct is of very similar nature to them in this respect. Yogamaya is in the inner circle, the Shakti position, and Balaram is in the outer or male circle, the second layer. But in the center is only Krishna feeling his own ecstasy, Shukarup Krishnakari Shuk Ashvadan, Chaitanya Charitamrit, Madhyalila 8, 158. When extension begins, we find that Balaram and Yogamaya make arrangements for that transaction of Krishna where Rasamrita Murti, Krishna, the embodiment of all rasas, tastes himself. Rush is tasting himself. It is different in the case of the mundane rasa, where the soul is the subject and the rasa is an object to be enjoyed by him. But here, Ras is himself the highest subject, and he is tasting himself. Shuk Rup Krishnakari Shuk Ashvadan. He then gradually extends himself, and so we find Baladev, who is a facsimile of Krishna. But because in the science of Rasa, Baladev's direct approach to Madhu Rasa is not admissible, he extends himself as a special potency, Yogamaya, and goes to perform in that Madhu Rasa. Another representation or delegation of Baladev is Ananga Manjari, the younger sister of Srimati Radharani. It is found that Baladev as Ananga Manjari participates there in the service of Radharani, whereas the external management is in the hands of Yoga Maya. Ananga Manjari is the manifestation of Baladev through whom he is represented in Madhu Rasa. The science of Rasa does not allow Baladev to enter there with his own Abhiman mood. Therefore, we are told he has to go there as Ananga Manjari. The laws of Rasa are of such fine importance. The extensive management is the department of the Jogamaya potency, but that is in a second-hand position. The first position is that of Krishna, and in a secondary position, helping Krishna Leela from outside is Jogamaya. Devotee. Didn't Balaram return to Vrindavan and perform the Rasa Leela with the gopis? Srila Guru Maharaj. Yes, but that was with a separate group of gopis. The interpretation and inner understanding of the Goswamis is that Balaram performed the Rasa Leela externally, but within his heart he was making Rasa Leela of Krishna. His position and personality is such, he is faithfully dedicated wholesale to the 100% satisfaction of the center. His very constitutional position is such that he cannot do otherwise. That is his intrinsic nature, to put everything towards the satisfaction of Krishna. So the key for service to the master, Krishna himself, is in his hand. And that master is an autocrat. But he says, don't be jealous of me, I am your friend. You are all my own, so don't be afraid. Bhoktaram jagya tapasam sarvalok maheshwaram suridam sarvabhutanam gyatva mam shantim richati. Srimad Bhagavad Gita 5:29. Your anxiety will subside when you come to understand that everything is in my hands and that I am not your enemy, rather I am your friend. I have a friendly relationship with you all. I am all in all, but I am your well-wisher and friend. When you come to realize this, you will be in real peace. Otherwise, you will always have worry without end. Our anxiety will end only when we shall see my own interest is fully represented in the cause, in He who controls the whole. He must give me favorable consideration as He is my friend, and so there can be no fear of any misdeed or injustice. Only then can we find peace within our heart. Bhoktaram jagya tapasam sarvalok maheshwaram. The great master of all that we can conceive is the recipient of everything. Bhoktaram jagya tapasam, everything to the farthing goes only to him. Suridang sarvabhutanam, and he is friendly to me. He is friendly not only to me, but the real interest of everyone is represented in his consideration. And gyatva mam shantim richati, only the person who realizes my interest is assured in the highest quarter of management can attain real peace of heart. He will feel, yes, I have no worry, no anxiety. In the Leela, however, we find so many kinds of anxiety and worry, but that is something else. It should not be equated with the life of this plane. Rather, it comes under another category. Bahi vishjalahoy bitare anandamai Krishna premar adbhuta charita. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Majjalila 2:50. This means that union in separation is the highest form of union. It cannot be attacked or challenged by any circumstances. It appears to be very painful, but internally the position is one of greater intensity of ecstasy. The real gist of the whole meaning of the study of this higher subject is this, and we are to understand and follow it with particular attention and intelligence. The real fact is that this is only intelligible by faith, Shraddha, Buddhigrayam Atindriyam. No precedence will come to prove such things. It has no other verification. Faith alone can enter that domain. It is an infinite thing, but we are tiny people, so what capacity does our faith have? Even in this universe, there is so much which seems far beyond the stretch of our faith. Our faith is in such tiny measure when compared with the infinite, so how much can we boast to have in relation to Him? Therefore, why should we be so miserly in our faith? To be miserly will be suicidal. Faith will come first, then research will follow. In this world also it is the same. The intuition, the theory or idea of a thing comes first, and research follows. So unbridled faith must be allowed to have its free movement there.